We are learning Masechta Chulin Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting halfway down the Amud. Halfway down Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. The first word on the line is Ba'atzma. At the end of that line is My Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi, My Rabbi Akiva. We mentioned in passing a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva Legabe Tumah Belua. We want to know what this is. Who's this Rabbi Shmuel? Who's Rabbi Akiva? My Rabbi Shmuel, My Rabbi Akiva. We're learning until now the Sugya of Tumah Belua, which means if there's tuma inside the stomach of an animal or a person, it does not matama other people. It's not matama the person himself. There's no masa on that. And if you stick your hand inside, it doesn't become tuma. Why is a chaya tuma? But does not give out tuma. Same thing if you have something tar inside you. Also, you walk into the LMS, not become tuma. That's the idea of tuma blue. Learn from psukim. It's the rice that then tuma blue. Now, here the Gemara is going to bring another drash of tuma blue. And a machlekes about this. My Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, time to the brayso. V'chos yiga al pnei asada. The pasuk says, "Legabe tumas meis." V'chos yiga al pnei asada. And we darshan, Rabbi Shmuel darshans, lohitzi uba b'mei isha. A uba b'mei isha, a fetus, dead fetus found in the isha, is not al asada. And therefore, we learn out from there that tuma belua is not tamei. Divir Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, Oimer, no, it's not coming for tuma belua. Le Rabbi is girl v'doifik, because Rabbi Akiva holds tuma belua is matamei. Asher Basada, what's teaching us? It's being marred by the Goyle of a Doifik. That's part of the Aroin. The cover of the Aroin, of the coffin, and the sides of the coffin are Matame by itself, like a Tommy Mace. They're Matame like a mace itself. So the Rabbi's Goyle of a Doifik. Now, if you're going to ask me, if you're a Shmuel, why are you not a Pasuk Tommy Toma Blua? We had yesterday's blat, the Pasuk. It's a great Kasha. And you have to look at the Rishonim. One of the Mahalchamar, well, Mahakam, to answer the kasha is that really the Gemara said before something about being ma'ukal. And it has to be like a little bit digested. And that's what the Gemara says, Lamata, Lamaila, Tzakavachayim, see, has to be digested. So you can ask the kasha, why would a uber be considered balua? It's not digested at all. So that's why you need a special pasuk to tell you that uber is also called tumblui, even though it's not digested yet. That's how someone of Hashem learned. This type of pshat is brought down a little bit in the Ramban. Says such a pshat that it's a tumah blua, even in such a case, even though it does not have equal, then it's from this pasuk. So we have a chalik of Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, Hadi Darash of Pasuk HaPnei HaSada. That according to Rabbi Shmuel, teaching us that Uber is not Tomei. Rabbi Akiva says the Rabbi is girl of Adayfik. Rabbi Shmuel, girl of Adayfik, the Hilchos HaGemira law. He says, girl of Adayfik that's Tomei is a lachem HaShina. I don't need a pasuk for that. Rabbi Akiva, Uber b'mei isha tami mederaisa menolei. How does Rabbi Akiva know that a Uber isha is tami mederaisa? Now it's a very funny question. What do you mean, how you know tami mederaisa? I'll tell you how you know, because I don't have a pasuk to tell you that it's Torah. You just told me that the pasuk says girl with defik. What kind of question is this? So Rashi asks this kasha. It's always great to see Rashi. Rashi mederaisa menolei. It says menolei the tami the loy metarle mashmu usoy da pnei asada. But I feel when he asks, he says, even if it's not extra, I usually go defik. When I say that the mashmoyus of pnei asada is mashma, tumma is only a pnei asada, not inside the body. So how taka do you know that a ubar that's balua in the mei isha is tumma mederaisa? Omra vayishaya omakra hanegeya b'meis b'nefesh. The pasuk says hanegeya b'meis b'nefesh. You touch b'neis b'nefesh. Ezu meis b'nefesh adam. Which meis is in the nefesh of adam? Have oim is a ubar shmei isha. To ubar isha is tamei. It's the first pasuk. And again, b'meis b'nefesh is tamei. Rabbi Shmuel says no. Haim b'yolei for something else. Hanegei b'meis b'nefesh is teaching us the revius dam abam and ameis. It's saying hanegei b'meis. What a ameis b'nefesh? Something that's the nefesh of the person, which is the revius adam. That's been tamei. Shenema hanegei b'meis b'nefesh adam. Ezu nefesh adam shematamei. Avim is revius dam. That's what he uses it for. For Rav Akiva L'Tamei, he learns that Revius from a different pasuk, and he learns that there's a Revius even from two mason. Rav Akiva L'Tamei, Dama, after Revius Dam, Abom, Shnei Mason, Matam Boil. Even a Revius Dam that comes from two mason is a Tam Boil. The time went to the Braisa. We went to the Braisa, Akiva Aimer. Menayel Revius Dam, Abom, Shnei Mason, is a Tam Boil. How do you know that a Revius Dam that comes from two mason is a Tam Boil? Shnamar, Va'akol Nafshois Mace Loyavai. Two Nafashois. What's two Nafashois? Even if Revius Dam comes from two nefashos, it's with Tama. Therefore, he doesn't need the pasuk of Meis B'Nefesh. So he learns that he gave Meis B'Nefesh means a Uber. And the pasuk of Revius Dam is actually from two Meisim, from Kol Nafshos Meis. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva's shit is, because you got Pnei Asada as Mavra Girl Doifik. How do you know that Uba Me'ima is Matam from Bnei's Benefesh? Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Pnei Asada is Kama Lafuke Uba Me'isha, the first apostle. Girl Doifik Lachem Mishra Sinai. And the Gabe Bnei's Benefesh is teaching us the din of Rabbi Yisdam. Teach us the Rabbi Yisdam. Sa'ad Khan, the Sugya of Tuma Bluya. Let's make a skull on this Mishnah. Talk to the Mishnah. Behema Makash Lele, the Behema is having a hard time giving birth. Bahoitsi Uba es Yada. This is a Mishnah that we had mentioned in the Gemara before. Behema Makash Lele, Behema is having a hard time giving birth. Bahoitsi Uba es Yada, and the Uba is stuck at its hand. Vechotcha, you cut it. Vaacha shachat es imai. Then you shechted the mother. Habasotar. Now the halacha is that the hand that's not getting any heter shchita has din of Evim Menachai. And the halacha is Evim Menachai is metama like a nevela. It's metama like a nevela. So here, since he cut off the hand while still alive, the hand was not metama the ubar or the behema. Why? Because the behema was alive, the ubar was alive still. So therefore, it was not metama the anything. It's tar. The rest of the basa is tar.
What's the rest? The inside?
The inside. Inside the mother. The ubar, let's say. For example, the ubar is tar. Because it wasn't mekabel tumah. It's mechayim. And even if it's dead, also, it's not mekabel tumah. It's part of the animal still. It's still part of the animal, which is alive.
And this, yeah,
this animal is tummy, because it's eva menachai. It's eva menachai. But shachat es imoy, the behemoth is stuck in its hand. So that's eva menachai. You shechted the mother. Then you cut it off after it's dead already. After it became a oichel already, the whole behemoth. Habasar magen avela. The basar ubar is magen avela now. The basar ubar now has a din of nevela. Because even if it's alive, actually, because a ben pekua, it's roiti, it's a piece of food, it's a piece of steak, it's a rib steak now. The rib steak touched this Eva Menachai, which is makes a tummy. So our boss of Maga Nevela, Divrab Meir, but it has a tumma at the level of Nevela. You're right that Eva Menachai, a real Eva Menachai, is tummy Maga Nevela. But here you did shecht it. You did shecht the animal. So good shechita won't work for the outside, but it'll work enough to make that's not matamak nevela. It's like a trefa. Chamayim maga trefa shchuta. It has a tumma of like a trefa shchuta because it's enough. The shchita helps enough that it takes off the tumma of the nevela. Ma metzinu betrefa shchita matarasa. So I'll just get fine later on in the Mishnah that trefa. The shchita is mataret. Av shchita behema tetara sever. The same thing. A shchita of the behema will be matara the ever. Just like a trefa shchita mataret. By an Eiver also, the Shechita will matar that Eiver, even though the Eiver is not going to royal la'achila. Trevo is not royal la'achila. But the Shechita is matar. But Rameir holds that what? No, it has a din of the Vela. Omelem Rameir, don't bring a right from Trefo. Loyim tira Shechita Trefo, oisadova shagufa. There, the Shechita of the Trefo is matar the Trefo itself. Tatar is an Eiver, dova shenagufa. The Eiver is not part of the guf. The Eiver is part of a ubar. Who said that Tomei is not the guf already? There, Shechita will work for that hand that's sticking out. And therefore he argues on this idea. And then the Mishnah goes further and says, how taka do I know that Trefa, the Shechita is matar it from Nevela? And we'll see that in the next year. Mi'at Hashem, we'll start from middle of Mishnah, Menayon Trefa, Shechita is matar it from Nevela.